Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. Every month we present brilliant up-and-coming bands at the Marine Room Tavern. We call it KX Presents, and it benefits our radio station very muchly. And recently, the band Family Band came and played down there for us, and it was a Beezer night. Did the kids say Beezer?
Absolutely.
Yeah. They're going to start saying it now.
I hear it so much.
It's a whole new thing. They killed it. And Eric and Mac are here from the band, so just popped in. Just to say hi on the way out of town. You guys live in Santa Barbara somewhere?
That is correct.
It's all true.
Yeah. It's not bad, is
Guilty.
It?
Guilty.
Are you from there originally?
That kind of is.
Kind of. I moved there when I was 14. So I was actually removed from where I was from.
Really?
Against his will.
Against my will.
Is that all right? You didn't want to go? Tell us a story.
I grew up in San Diego and found myself in some trouble and...
Oh, dear.
Ended up getting the boot from one parent's house and moving into the other parent's. My mom said no initially. She's like, absolutely not. This is the most peace I've had in, like, all 14 years you've been alive. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'll change. I didn't change, at least for a while.
I would never have been allowed. Not in a million years. My dad would never have had me, and he loved me, but no. Yeah. He took my brother when he was 16. Nightmare.
Yep. My dad tried it for a year. It was like...
Yeah,
maybe this weekend thing is better.
Right. If you want to spend your Friday nights at 2 a.m. sitting outside the jail waiting for him to come out, then fine, but no, it's just not going to work. So what's your story, Eric?
Originally, I'm from Alaska myself.
Boom. Alaska? Nobody's from Alaska.
Exactly.
I was the only one. Quite lonely.
First and last.
So you figured you'd come down to the continental United States.
We say the lower 48.
Ah, you do. The lower. I get it. So what I'm trying to get to is, like, you've got this very coherent sort of funky electronic sound, and I'm trying to sort of figure out where it came from.
Everything does plug in and use electric power.
Right. But you've got some funk going on there, and yet you're from Alaska, not the Delta, is it?
No.
You know?
I guess not.
Eric grew up playing in, like, metal and hardcore bands. He's actually a phenomenal bass player, and he doesn't even play bass in our band.
So did you guys all come together, like, as friends first rather than seeking some sort of musical...
I actually met Eric smoking pipes at a park in Temecula. Yeah.
Yeah, just escaping the helicopters kind of thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it was... we met, and he had top ramen hair. Very long, very blonde and curly.
True. Quite fro-ish, really. Just...
Big old Jew fro. I used to have one of those.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Good times.
And that was 2008.
So you met as friends, and then how did you decide, well, let's start a band, or did you just meet the other guys?
He used up in Santa Barbara. We kind of met, like, middle grounds-ish.
I came down a lot.
Yeah, and he came down for the good surf. And then I started coming up to visit, and then I just kept visiting, and then I'm there.
Killer. So tell us this now. There's another story that I'm supposed to ask you about. Is the Coachella story?
Yeah.
Oh goodness.
I don't know if we should tell this one. Come on. We intend to go back to Coachella.
Just get it out. Think of it as therapy.
Let's just say it was the most savage night of all time.
It was incredible. Like, stories should be written about this story.
Have you ever been to Coachella?
No.
Picture the security at Disneyland, like, times 100.
Yeah, there's, like, when you first drive in, there's security, and then the parking has security, and then there's, like, about 4 or 5 other stations of security to get into Coachella.
And you have to have a pass at all those checkpoints.
Every time, yeah.
We just had a great attitude.
Yeah.
Sunglasses, a gold van, long pink hair, and literally just playing the part. It was my birthday. So everyone was having a great time. Just to park at Coachella, you need...
Right.
It's like nighttime, you know? Got my sunglasses on, long pink hair. They're like, where's your pass? I'm like, meeting our manager in the parking lot. Like, hurry up, we're about to go on. They're like, oh, sorry, yeah, right, yeah, go.
Wow, so
there's a bluff.
Good for you.
There's
a bluff.
A bluff,
yeah.
Then there's a police barricade because we went to the artist parking. Like, he's like...
Yeah, what can we help you?
Like, artist parking. like our sets in about an hour.
So it can be done. What I'm getting at is that even today with terrible digital everything and cell phones and all that stuff, it's still possible to bluff your way into something.
If you just show up looking grimy as possible.
Yeah, they don't want to deal with
you. I mean, we already do, and on our van, and we did play, so we weren't really lying. We played like a Coachella party. It's like, we're playing today.
Well.
And they're like, oh, okay, sure. And then there was another place after that was like, same thing. And then finally, the last security before the entrance was like this really big black lady. I was like, artist parking's like, right here, sexy. And like,
and
just waved us
and
in.
You were in.
But we weren't in. That was just the parking
that
lot.
That was all just for parking. Yeah.
So we're walking up. You heard of Rory?
Yeah.
You know Rory?
Yeah. God's Whisper, Devil's Whisper, Rory, that guy.
Yeah, so there's like this crew, like five dudes just jumping around, being all rambunctious. Yeah. And like at this point, we're all feeling pretty friendly. So we all just walk up. We're in the artist parking lot, like walking to the gates. Like, what up? Who are you? Like, man, we're with Rory. I'm like, cool, man. What kind of music is it? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, man, I can't describe it. I'm like, I bet you my manager could describe our music. He's like, oh, yeah, who's your manager? I'm like, Nima. He's like, Top Pony Nima. I'm like, yeah, man. He's like, yo, we love Nima. What band are you? We're like, we're family band. Like, y'all a family band. Like, family band's the sickest.
All right, go on.
We just had fans at that point.
The story continues.
We had a posse
of
like five rambunctious black dudes that were just like the life of the party. You know, just like, what up? Like, everyone's like, hey, what up, yo? Like, those types of dudes.
Yeah.
And they're like, this family band right here. Yeah, my family band. This is our band right here. This is our boys. And we're like, yeah, sick. And we get there. And they're like, where are your passes? I'm like, oh, meeting our manager. They're like, we'll tell your manager to come here. We can't let you in. We're like, all right.
Almost
it's like
there.
This is the end of the road, boys.
Almost there.
And literally, Justin, our old bass player, books it. He's running. We're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
We like split up hard at this point in time.
This like everything just went crazy. Justin's gone. We're like, he's getting arrested.
That guy we met earlier from Vistal Village, he's like, oh, that's him right there, Jake. He started running after them. They're like, sir.
He just started saying a name. He's like, no, Jake. Hey, no, I'm fine. It's like, Jake.
Like, and he's off, and there's golf carts going after him. And
everyone's like, we got a runner. We're like, oh my God, this is crazy. Well, Eric starts a nice little saunter behind it.
There's so much distraction, so I literally just walked behind all the chaos and then like right through the...
Yeah, you took the wake of the...
But then they grab Justin.
You know, it's pretty chaotic anyway. So Justin gets all the way to the front, like one of the very last security points to get in. Well, he ran into a barricade and knocked it over onto a bunch of people. And then the security guard grabs me like by the neck. He's like, you're not going anywhere.
Like, don't even think about it.
I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. He's like, you have to walk back. Just walk back right now. I'm like, all right. So I walk back like 50 feet. I look around.
Do a U-turn.
He's standing where nobody can see him. And he's just like,
I'm in.
So and there's like a 2-foot gap.
Yeah.
He just went under. He's like, whoa, VIP. What's up?
Yeah, I was walked into a VIP party. The section I was at was deserted, so I just started trying to act like I belonged there. Security guards saw me, started walking after me, and so I started walking away like calmly. Like, so we're just kind of like walk chasing
each
other.
Like a brisk walk. Everything's calm still. Like,
yeah,
like,
don't want to cause any trouble, don't want to break up the party.
Yeah, and so I just jumped into a group of like some older ladies talking and drinking, and I just started talking and drinking with them. And,
right. So what are you doing? You're just standing there going,
well, we have Rory's crew with us.
All right.
We're like, hey, you know what? Just go in. We'll meet you in there. They're like, nah, man, like going nowhere. Like for some reason, they were obsessed with Family Band. Maybe just for that night. Maybe they have no idea who we are.
I was going to say, I don't think they even know who you are. You just said
But they did. No, they did. Like when we, because they knew our manager. But so we're outside and these like two kids are like, hey, man, like you looking for a pass? I was like,
are you kidding me?
I was like, yeah. Like, what do you got? We got two VIP passes. We'll sell you for $200. These are $700 passes.
Yeah.
Both of them for $200. I was like, they're like 12. I'm like, here's the deal. What if I give you each $75? I'm like, that's a lot of money, right? Like, how much candy could you buy with that? And literally, like, had, like, some cash in my pocket and just gave him, like, $150. And then we had a fill-in drummer for that date. So me and Luke had VIP passes. And Roy's crew were like, yo, we're good. Like, nobody saw anything. It was, like, this real quick sleight of hand. They're like, okay, come on in. We're like, yeah.
Boom.
But then we made it to the artist lounge, which was, like, the sickest part because Beyonce was back there. Like, Julian Casablancas was back there. We're royalty at this point. And then we were in there, and then we were like, all right, this is boring. It's just Beyonce and Julian Casablancas. They don't want to talk to us.
Just them two.
So we leave that, and we walk outside. We're just, like, standing there. This is the last stage before we're in the field. And we're, like, standing there, Foster the People's playing. We're like, we made it. And we look to our right, and there's Justin and Eric. But no texting, like, just straight up, like, we just found each other.
Wow.
We're like,
that was really important because me and Justin weren't in Coachella. We're, like, on the outskirts still at the VIP party kind of thing.
There's still one gate you have to go through to get into the field.
Like,
and so we just, like, went in, and then we made it, and then we just ran so fast.
We ran straight to Empire of the Sun and, like, had the most
felt like it was
wonderful.
A mile run. We were just like, yeah, like, screaming and laughing the whole time.
Well, I am totally filled with admiration right now for you chaps.
It was incredible.
Good for you. We always used to sneak into festivals back in the day.
Yeah.
And we didn't have cell phones, nothing. You know, it was just... And then finally, they got the security down.
Like all corporate.
And it was important. It was impossible.
It.
You know.
That's what it felt like. And we did it. We beat the
good
impossible.
Power of music. Good for you. Fantastic. Well, family band.
Yeah, super cool.
Came to town, played at the Marine Room, told us a brilliant story about Coachella.
Yeah.
What's next?
Going on tour.
Yeah, doing a West Coast tour.
Couple weeks.
Pretty excited because there's a lot of really awesome places that I love that we haven't played yet. And so we'll be there in May.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, I'm really excited. I'm glad for you and I'm happy for us that we managed to get you to town, you know, before you went off on your thing. Album coming out maybe next year or recording next year, something.
Record.
Because it's not enough, you know, two EPs in 2 years or whatever it is. Not enough.
It's not enough.
No.
We're gonna.
Look, we try, man.
We're gonna go into hibernation after tour and actually make our debut album.
Well, you know, now I know you've got the stamina to break into Coachella. I'm a little disappointed at the output. I think your energies are going in the wrong direction.
It's hard. It's hard to harness the correct energy for the correct thing.
But it's great to have you here, man. It's brilliant. So, Eric and Matt from Family Band.
Yeah.
And please come and see us again.
Yeah, we'll be playing Consolation Room in May.
There we go.
Wicked. All right, well, hopefully we'll be giving away tickets for that. And
come
we'll see you there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, have fun on tour, and thanks again, guys.
Thanks
much.